Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
To Europe now. Britain can legally deport five suspects wanted in the United States on charges of terrorism, even though European attorneys argued that prison conditions in the U.S. are inhumane for terror suspects and convicts. That was the ruling today at the European Court of Human Rights in Strasbourg, France. The decision relates to suspects indicted in the U.S. between 1999 and 2006. One of the most high-profile suspects is radical cleric Abu Hamza al-Masri. He's the former preacher of the Finsbury Park Mosque in North London. For more details, we turn to John Burns, London bureau chief for our partner, The New York Times. John, welcome to the program.
It's a pleasure.
So two things here. What were the issues that were argued in this case? And tell us a little more about these suspects.
Very complicated, but very important cases, these. It's taken years to get to this point. The principal argument made before the European Court on Human Rights was that the prospect of lengthy jail terms, possibly life, possibly 50 years minimum, in the Supermax prison in Colorado, constituted a breach of the rights of these individuals under European human rights law. Now, the court has ruled, and ruled rather firmly today, that that is not the case and that the conditions that they would likely face in the United States are better than the conditions that they might face in prisons in many countries in Europe.
Interesting. All right. The suspects, Abu Hamza al-Masri, certainly a radical cleric who at one time described himself as Al-Qaeda's local representative in London.
Yes, indeed. He's the most recognizable figure in all of this. The images of him, I'm sure, are well known to your listeners. He's a victim of a landmine explosion in Afghanistan, in which he lost his hands and one eye, and he has these steel hands. And so he very quickly became here in the United Kingdom a sort of almost a hate figure after 9/11. He is the principal of these suspects. He has been serving and has now completed a British jail term, but he's been held in prison pending these rulings. It's important to say that, when does the end of all of this come? The end is not is nigh, but has not yet been achieved, legally speaking, because these five can appeal to the plenary chamber of the European Court, which has been pretty reluctant to take on cases like this once the smaller panel that ruled today has taken a view. But it is possible that that appeal may be lodged. Mm. The defendants' counsel have been given 3 months to enter those appeals. But the British Home Secretary, Theresa May, was very forthright today in saying that they feel extradition is now close and that as soon as those final legal steps are completed, these five will be put on a plane immediately.
Abu Hamza, I interviewed one time in Peshawar, Pakistan, an utterly unrepentant individual. What's the threat perceived by the United States and Britain?
Well, I think the fact is that these folks were or are alleged to have been involved in stirring up the kind of militancy that has led to terrorist attacks, including 9/11, and that they need to face court. The question in Britain has been whether that court should be in Britain or in the United States.
John Burns, London bureau chief for our partner, The New York Times. Thanks so much.
Thank you, John.